Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Brandon Copeland. I'm Brandon Copeland, and I've got the world famous Lewis with me.
Yeah.
What's up, Lewis? It's been a while. How you doing?
Good.
Fantastic. You're looking great. Those two teeth missing out of your mouth? You just look like a new man.
I've lost actually 6 teeth.
You've lost 6 teeth? Gosh, that means you've lost a lot of weight. You've lost like whatever 6 teeth weigh, you've lost that much weight. In your face.
Probably like 1/10 of a pound.
1/10 of a pound, folks. There it is. Well, tonight's story is about a family that was out minding their own business. And suddenly, as they were shopping at the grocery store, and the mom was like, "Billy, will you go get me a gallon of milk? Sally, will you go get some eggs?" So as Billy and Sally were getting eggs, this crazy-looking man who smelled like pee, covered in dirt, head to toe with long hair and a long beard that was braided into a concentric circle, and he was all stinky and dirty, ran up to the mom and the dad in the grocery store, and he went... and he just started coughing all over them. And then he started screaming, "Yankee Doodle went to town riding on his pony," and he ran out the store. And the mom and the dad were like, "Oh my gosh, that man is definitely crazy." And the Billy came back with the milk, and Sally came back with her the eggs. To the mom and the dad. The mom and dad said, "This crazy man with long hair and a weird looking beard with a braid in it, he was all dirty and stinky, came and coughed on us. Can you believe that?" And just then there was an announcement over the grocery store loudspeaker. "Has anybody seen a stinky man with long hair? If you do, please be aware. That man has the coronavirus and he's coughing on people. He's known as a super duper spreader to the max. Over." Crap. The mom and the dad realized, shoot, that man coughed on us. That means we probably got the coronavirus. Dang it. So just then they took a garbage bag out of their... The mom had a purse, and in her purse she had these full-size garbage bags, and they put them over their whole bodies. And then, but they were clear, they were like kind of clear, so they could see where they were going. So they walked around the store, finished shopping with garbage bags over their whole bodies. Then they got in the car, and they drove home. And when they got home, they were very, very careful to get out of the car with the garbage bags on still. And then the mom and the dad went up into their bedroom by themselves and shut the door. And when they shut the door, they took off their garbage bags. And the children, Billy and Sally, were standing out in the hallway. And they were like, "Mom, Dad, what about dinner?" And the mom and the dad said, "Sorry, guys. We think we have the coronavirus. We're going to quarantine in our room. You guys are going to have to make dinner on your own." "Oh, no. What do we make? I don't know, guys. It's up to you. We're going to have to stay in here. We can't help you." "Oh, no." So they went downstairs, Billy and Sally, and they thought, "Well, we got to make dinner. We've never made dinner before. What are we going to make?" What would you make, Lou, if you had to make dinner? Do you know how to make?
I'd probably just eat Cheez-Its and eat other
snacks. Cheez-Its and, like, treats?
Yeah.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Probably.
Donut.
Donut, yeah. Well, these two kids, they had just bought some eggs and some milk. So they decided they were going to make scrambled eggs with milk. Hello. So that's what they started to do. They got out their pot. They got out their pan. They only needed a pan. They got the eggs and they cracked the eggs into the pan, started heating them up on the oven, and it was going pretty well. And they kind of thought, "Hey, this is pretty good." They ate the eggs, they drank the milk, everything was fine. That night, they watched whatever they wanted on TV because mom and dad were stuck in their room. And they went to bed at midnight because, gosh darn it, mom and dad were in their room and couldn't do anything to stop them. So they stayed up late. And you know what? They drank Mountain Dew late at night. What does that do?
Makes you so you like can't sleep.
Yeah, exactly. They were like caffeinated up, so they couldn't sleep very well. So that night they didn't sleep very well. The next morning, okay, they went to bed eventually, middle of the night, and they woke up late, missed school, forgot to go to school, and slept in. And then they were like, oh crap, and they ran because they needed to go to get a ride to school. They knocked on their mom and dad's door. Mom, dad, we need a ride to school. We slept in. And the mom and the dad said, sorry, we're quarantining. We can't come out. You guys just going to have to find your own way to school. Don't forget to pack a lunch. And the brother and sister looked at each other and thought, crap, how are we going to get to school? Well, the brother thought, you know what? Mom and dad are up in their room. We're in a hurry. Why don't I just drive us? Oh. He was only in seventh grade, and she was only in fifth grade. But he figured he could do it. So he went and got dad's keys out of the drawer, hopped in his Porsche 911 Carrera, and started the engine. He thought, this is pretty cool. Threw that sucker into reverse and crashed right through the garage door. Whoops. Oh well, dad's stuck in his room. He can't come get me. Then he drove the Porsche down the street, swerving and clipping other cars and mailboxes. But he was going really fast. And then he skidded into the school parking lot. Parked right in front of the office. Got out. Forgot to put the car in park. It just wheeled off into a tree. But he made it to school. So did his sister. We're here. All right. Where's your backpack? Oh, I forgot my backpack. Oh, shoot. I forgot my lunch, too. Dang it. That's okay. I took Dad's wallet with me, too, so we can just buy lunch. So they went into school, and they had Dad's wallet, and the boy had his credit card, and he just swiped it and bought, like, 10 chocolate milks. Chocolate milks for everybody! Gave them all to his friends. They were all singing, like, crazy songs about chocolate milk. And his sister needed lunch. He bought her 3 macaroni and cheeses and a bunch of cookies and a soda. And they just had the greatest lunch of their life. But it was a hard day because they were late. You know, they showed up at lunchtime, ate lunch, went to class. When they got to class, the teachers were like, where are you? Did you do your homework? And both of them were like, no, sorry. Well, that night when they got home from school, guess who was at their house?
The weird dirty guy.
The dirty guy. No, it was a policeman. And he was like, excuse me, son. We're looking for a little boy who drove a Porsche into a tree at the school. I don't know. That might have been me. Just then, right as they were, they're like, he said, well, I'm going to have to handcuff you and we're going to have to bring you downtown, son, because what you did is called a crash and release and we don't allow that. You're going to have to be responsible for this. But just then, there was the police officer's walkie-talkie went, Roger, we got a 499 downtown. Roger, we got 499. Please, all hands on deck. 499. Police officer's like, 499? Hold on a minute. And he pulled out this little booklet and he opened it and he flipped over to number 499 and it says, dirty man that smells like pee is running around coughing on people. Oh man, that dirty guy's coughing on people downtown. He's like, you're lucky, kid. I gotta go catch this guy. You saved this time. So the police officer left, got in the car and drove away with a siren on, chasing after the man with the COVID cough. And that is a good lesson. None of us should be COVID coughing. And also, when you quarantine, you got to take your responsibilities seriously. You can't just rely on mom and dad to do everything all your life because one day they're going to be quarantined and you're not going to have their help. So that is the lesson of the quarantine.